Welcome back, everyone. Now, at least 15 people have been killed in U.S.-led coalition airstrikes near the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. State TV said all those killed were civilians. Details of the raids are still sketchy. Attacks came only days after over 60 people were killed in similar airstrikes in two villages in Deir ez-Zor province. Dead included women and children. The U.S.-led coalition is operating in Syria without the government's authorization or a U.N. mandate. The Syrian government has asked the UN to conduct an international investigation into crimes perpetrated against Syrians by the coalition purportedly to fight Daesh terrorists. Our Damascus correspondent Muhammad Ali says civilians are the main victims of the U.S.-led attacks in Syria.
This is, of course, not the first time that the U.S.-led coalition carries out airstrikes which leave civilians dead. Killed in that part of Syria, particularly there in Hajin and around Hajin, in areas like also El Susa, in the eastern countryside of Deir ez-Zor. Just on the 29th of last month, there was also a similar strike by the U.S.-led coalition. But however, at that time, the U.S.-led coalition, according to locals, there used the internationally banned white phosphorus bombs. And this was also not the first time that such kinds of weapons are being used. Now, it is very important to note, too, that the U.S.-led coalition is claiming that it's fighting Daesh. However, every time there is an airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition, we only hear about civilians being killed. And also, we have to remember what the Syrian Foreign Minister Waleed al-Muallem said in his recent press conference, which is that the U.S.-led coalition is actually fighting everything in Syria except for Daesh. Always, civilians are being killed, infrastructure is being destroyed, civilians' houses are being attacked directly over there. So definitely, this is according to the Syrian government stance, this is against international law, because the U.S.-led coalition is operating without the consent of the Syrian government over here.